testament to satisfaction, the number of people who will communicate with Ken and or me, telling us how helpful he is. That's a good recommendation. Help yourself to our lines, 888-553-7536, as we continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and the Good Day Weekend program aimed in this hour at helping you with your health issues. You may have seen something, you're experiencing something, whatever it is in your family, maybe friends who have questions. We're here to help with answers or at least direction. 888-553-7536, the medical news of the week, is a focus of ours as well. Ken edits a health newsletter, the Good Day Health newsletter for this first weekend, which you can get by going to drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. Click on Ken's picture, bring you right to the newsletter. You sign up with your email address. Bingo! What are we getting this week, Ken?
Well, you're going to be barbecuing for July 4th weekend. You want to know what healthy foods to eat? This is not what you'd expect. This is from the medical journals that your doctors are reading in the last few weeks. The evidence on how to use food to keep yourself more healthy based on publications in your doctor's medical journals. You can go to my website, drkenshow.com, sign up in the left upper corner, or dougstefan.com. It comes to you each Friday. It's free. I promise you, you'll be addicted to this. The nice thing about it is that it doesn't cost, and I guarantee you each week, I promise you, you will learn at least one new bit of information you didn't know.
It's also a blog at drkenshow.com. You can click on that at the upper right-hand corner of Ken's website, drkenshow.com. So plenty of information, plenty of conversation, plenty of input. The Good Day Health newsletter every week. And we have a special one that's been edited on pain. There's a supplemental newsletter, actually a couple of them, that have come out about pain in support of what you found out doing research about our sponsor, Salon Pause. There is a real problem. We have an epidemic of pain in our country, and so many people can't tolerate pills and that sort of thing. So in order to get relief, they try sort of strange things. There's nothing strange about this product, Salon Pause. It's a patch. Actually, there are a number of them, Ken. Are there not? You have a number of different choices to moderate the aches and pains in your muscles and your joints and stuff on your body.
Again, this is not a pill. It's intended for mild to moderate pain. It's the first and only FDA-approved over-the-counter patch. You don't need a prescription emailed into your pharmacy. And as Doug was mentioning, there's two choices. There's one for arthritis, has methyl salicylate in it, and there's one for pain with menthol. This won't irritate your stomach because there's no pill or capsule to swallow. It works. It's effective. It's not greasy, and it lasts up to 12 hours.
And you can engage in physical activity while you wear the patch because it's made out of the new ultra-thin comfort stretch technology. So those of you who are big into exercise, whether it's lifting weights or running or there's any number of things that you can do. You have an ache. Within an hour after you put this patch on, you will notice. I hear this from more and more people. This is what I hear, this unsolicited from folks who listen to the program. They're most amazed at the fact that it lasts as long as it does and it acts as quickly as it does. So you get a free sample by going to drkenshow.com and click on the Salon Pause button. You can also do the same thing at dougstefan.com, or you can go, if you've got some aches and pains, you want to address it, and you're convinced after listening to Dr. Ken, this sounds like a good idea, go to your local Walgreens or some of the other stores that specialize in this sort of thing. Relief that's long-lasting. You don't have to worry about anything. It's not greasy. Salon Pause. Get your free sample at drkenshow.com. And if you would like, after you've listened to Dr. Ken, to take advantage of his expertise in his office, you may call from around the country anywhere, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. People come in from all around the country and all around the world to take advantage of Dr. Ken's specialty, which is cardiology. That also is supplemented, if you will, or complemented by the fact that Ken has studied, has degrees from every place, knows everything.
Needs no wallpaper.
No wallpaper. 888-553-7536. Gary is in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Yes, Gary.
Yeah, good morning. I'm 69 years old, and Tuesday at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they put in a dual-chamber pacemaker, and around 6 o'clock, they sent me home, but a heart doctor never talked to me, never told me anything, and I was just told to make an appointment next week. And I was going to ask doctor if he would briefly explain between the single-chamber pacemaker and the dual-chamber pacemaker.
Gary, sure. Every listener who's sharing your story is at risk at some point in their life of going through what you went through this past week, Gary, because all of us, Doug, me, every listener, has a spark at the top of their heart. It's just like a spark plug in your motor. And this spark initiates your heartbeat. And if you think about it, do the math, you'll see if you live a minimum 70, 80 years, this thing goes off about 2 billion with a B times in about 70, 80 years if it beats about 72 times a minute, which is average. It's an amazing device, your heart, and that spark plug, it's amazing it doesn't wear out a lot earlier, but in all of us, eventually it will burn out, and you need a new spark, and that's what a pacemaker is. It also can do other things like provide wiring from the top to the bottom of the heart, and that's what a dual-chamber pacemaker is. It has a wire in the top and the bottom, so it coordinates the orderly contraction and relaxation of the top and the bottom of the heart so the blood can flow from top to bottom. Once the top contracts, the bottom relaxes, and vice versa. And a single-chamber pacemaker is just when it's in the bottom of the heart. The more sophisticated ones have two leads. If you're in a regular rhythm as opposed to atrial fibrillation, that chaotic beating of the heart like a bag of worms, we can put two-chamber pacemakers in.
Good. Am I stuck with this thing forever?
Gary, you are not stuck. You are blessed, fortunate, lucky to have this forever, because if you really needed that, and you didn't have it, you wouldn't be around with us.
So it's the right thing. They did the right thing is what Ken is suggesting, sir. Thank you for the call. 888-553-7536. I'm reading the health newsletter, and one of the things that you write about is how eating baked goods that have milk in them may help children get over milk allergies. You know how important it is to me to have people understand the benefits of milk, especially raw milk, because of my dairy experience. Milk allergies affect a lot of people, especially young people. We have allergies to everything. You can find, my heavens, I was talking earlier with you, Ken, about when we were looking for a substitute for sugar, how nice honey is, helps you in so many different ways, especially if you have intolerances, allergies, same thing. So anyway, the proteins in milk and cheese are good. I wonder how.
Can I just comment about that quickly?
Yeah,
we're making a lot
asking,
of progress with milk allergy. In the past, we thought you had to stay off of milk forever.
Yeah.
But especially, a lot of this is being pioneered at my old alma mater, Duke University, and other universities, where they are courageously challenging these kids with milk protein. I would not recommend that you try this at home on your own, but talk to your allergist if your kids are exposed to this, because no longer do we need to keep many of these kids off of milk forever.
And back to the mammogram discussion that we were having before, I noticed that there is a study this week in the New England Journal of Medicine focused on CAT scans and how they help being used. They're used properly. It can cut lung cancer deaths. I can't help but wonder if this wouldn't be good for everything, including examining women's mammaries.
Well, it's the risk of exposing the breast to too much radiation.
Because the tissue is softer, different.
Yes, and there's a balance, and that's why the sweet spot is with the mammogram.
Uh-huh.
Whereas the lungs can tolerate more x-rays, and the news this week that current or former heavy smokers screened with low-dose CT scans experienced a 20% reduction in lung cancer deaths compared to those screened using just chest x-rays. This is the New England Journal of Medicine this week, as Doug mentioned. So if you were a big-time smoker for a long time and you know somebody between 55 and 74, do them a blessing and suggest they ask their doctor about getting a CT scan of the chest.
888-553-7536. Coming up, a discussion of NES. If you've never heard of it before, you may be enlightened. If you have it, it would be interesting to hear from you. It has to do with your rest time and what goes on with some people when they're sleeping. Fascinating. More info from Dr. Ken and your calls, comments, emails to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstefan.com.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine and Shell spokesperson. Are you hitting the road this summer but worried about fuel prices? I'm working with Shell, and they are providing some great summer driving tips to help you get the most of your fuel purchases while on the road. For instance, avoid overpacking. Based on fueleconomy.gov, an extra 100 pounds in your vehicle could reduce your gasoline mileage by up to 2%. For more ways to save, visit facebook.com/shellontheroad. And through September 5th, Shell is offering consumers a chance to fuel their summer road trip for free by participating in the Shell Favorite Road Trip Sweepstakes. Simply share your favorite road trip route or memory at shell.us/roadtrip and be automatically entered to win great prizes. One of 10 weekly winners will be randomly selected to win a year's supply of free Shell nitrogen-enriched gasolines, which help protect your engine from performance-robbing gunk. No purchase necessary. For rules and to enter, visit shell.us/roadtrip.
8. Dr. Ken Crownhouse, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, 1-888-55 DRKN. Guess what? You ever try to call and the line was busy or think you might have a long wait? I have a line open. You get to it. I promise we'll get you right on. 1-888-55 DRKN. Questions from head to toe, anything you've ever wanted to ask a doctor. Everyone has a friend, a family member, or yourself dealing with any question about medicine. No charge, no paperwork, no wait. 1-888-55-DRKEN. You can't beat that, and we'll pay for the call. Trained medical scientist, internist, cardiologist, been in medicine almost 30 years. I'd love to help you get to the next step. Again, that's 1-888-553-7536, 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Dr. Ken and Doug here live on the July 4th weekend, 2011. The recall on Tylenol, that info coming up here.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Doctor, come on in. Join the conversation at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is a trained medical scientist, a practicing cardiologist. He served as a trainee in the medical science training program at the University of Pennsylvania, got an MD and a PhD in cardiovascular physiology, received an American Heart Association postdoctoral research fellowship. He is a smart cookie.
Well, I spent a lot of time in school.
You sure did. Who paid for that, by the way?
Oh, my
Expensive
gosh.
Expensive stuff. Still Families paying. And, yeah, exactly. All right, so this is the Good Day Weekend program. This night eating syndrome, known as NES.
What is that?
That's a question, I guess. There are people who apparently who have this thing. The essence of it apparently is losing control of your abilities at night.
As I understand it, Doug, you actually eat more than half of your calories after dinner.
But it's you go to sleep and then you get up. Is that what it is? I mean, that's what I'm getting out of this question. Somebody asked us about night eating syndrome.
It's defined as eating more than half of your calories each day after dinner. Much of it occurs from snacking or binging after you've gone to sleep and awakening craving food. It's characterized by people having anxiety or depression with it. It's one of these things that is so controversial. Some doctors don't even think it should be a diagnosis. Some want to add it to the psychiatric diagnoses. I'm curious, any of our listeners, will put your front in line first up. Is anybody suffering from night eating syndrome? You could teach us a lot about this. You could share your story. Maybe I could help you get to the next step to get some help with this. But if anyone knows anyone in your family, your friends, or if you're suffering from it, we'll pay for the call. Share with us all on national radio, 1-888-553-7536, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken. Michael, keep the lines are filling up, but keep one open because I'd love to talk live on national radio to somebody who we might be able to help with this night eating syndrome.
888-553-7536, now recognized as a specific type of eating disorder. It's a mood changer. Apparently, it affects people who are sleeping. People that are into this are suffering from insomnia. Now, one wonders what comes first, the chicken or the egg here. Are you an insomniac, you get up and eat, or you get up and eat and you become an insomniac?
I have to believe that there are underlying emotional issues that are part of this. and there's a combination of emotional issues, of eating issues, and this just interferes with your sleep, and then it just becomes a snowball going down the mountain.
You know, we have things that have been used. Melatonin is one of the things that gets used by some people. It's a hormone that helps people go to sleep. I have taken it on occasion, and it gives me bad dreams. But it's natural in the body, is it not? If you don't have enough of it, will you not get enough sleep?
It will definitely play a role, and you hope that your body deals with it. My approach to somebody who would be suffering from this would be, I think, sitting down with a good therapist and doing some talk therapy and trying to make sure there aren't other issues, other diagnoses going on would help so much with someone who suffers with this. Is there a sleeping syndrome that is going on? Is there an eating syndrome? Is it this night eating? But 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, do you consume more than 50% of your calories after dinner before breakfast? If you do, please give us a call. Share with us what's going on. We'd all love to learn.
Yeah. As I look at some of this stuff, some of the questions and some of the bottom line, the arrows are pointing to mood disorders, a lot of stress and anxiety, maybe some depression, that kind of stuff, and snacking. We all know that people get up in the middle of the night and they want a snack. What I'm wondering is if you're actually awake, we hear people sleepwalking. Is it possible for you to get up and go to the stove and cook something and be asleep?
It's possible, but this syndrome, as it's defined, isn't that complex to make the diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that may be a subgroup, a facet of this, but this is just people who eat more than half of their calories between dinner and 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. But it's something we haven't really heard much about before. I think that's what makes it an interesting conversation. Do you think that if you choose the right foods, this is people put on weight that are doing this oftentimes, but if you choose the right foods, if they leave the right foods around rather than the wrong foods, like you wouldn't want to eat a lot of heavy stuff, but if you're eating things that are fibrous, foods like salads and beans and nuts and that sort of thing, whole grains, would that mitigate some of it?
I think there's really something to this. Dr. Albert Stunkert at the University of Pennsylvania, he was around there when I was there in the 1970s and 80s. And he has written about this and feels that it's not only is it a night eating syndrome, an eating disorder, but one of mood and sleep as well. So his feeling is that this is a pretty complex issue and is real. And he's a very well-respected psychiatrist.
All right, anybody going through this night eating syndrome, now's the time for you to connect with us at 888-553-7536, plus a lot of other interesting questions on the minds of people listening. We'll get to you straight ahead here on Good Day Weekend.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Weekend 888-553-7536. Lots of new information. Check out all the info at drkenshow.com. You can go to dougstefan.com, click on his picture in the co-host box, and it brings you into a discussion of a lot of these things that you may need more in-depth on. This is a night eating syndrome, a pretty interesting focus. 888-553-7536, dialed up by Skip in Appleton, Wisconsin. May we help you, Skip?
Yeah, I'm just curious. As I'm getting older here. I just turned 40, and I recently got some information about a new Medtronic cardiac pacemaker that's MRI conditional, actually, where you can't get an MRI, you can't go, the ISO center can't be higher than your cervical or lower than your cervical spine C2 or higher than your thoracic C10, but everything else you can get an MRI on. I'm just curious if you heard anything negative about this new pacemaker and why everyone wouldn't want to have one, because MRI is such a diagnostic tool.
You know, let me just talk in generalities and not mention specific products, Skip. The pacemakers that we put in these days are affected by the magnets of an MRI. That's one of the options we have for imaging. And when you have a pacemaker or a defibrillator, you can't go into the big magnet MRI to be imaged because it'll attract, pull out your pacemaker or defibrillator. And one of the recent breakthroughs are these so-called MRI safe pacemakers. They have been approved by the FDA recently, and we're beginning to get some more experience with them, and I think in the future more and more of the pacemakers will be made so that you can be imaged not only with the CAT scanner but with the MRI.
Great. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Thanks for listening. Take care.
888-553-7536. Mark in Illinois, go ahead quickly, please. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hello.
Mark?
Mark apparently is not there. All right, we'll go to Lynn in Macon, Georgia. Hi, Lynn. What can we do for you?
Yeah, she wanted to someone to call in about this night eating disorder.
Thanks so much, Lynn. Bless your heart. Tell us about it.
My husband has it, and it is just awful. He cannot. He gets up in the middle of the night, and he eats, and he eats, and he eats. And it's just become a real issue.
And so you believe it's a real thing?
Oh, it is definitely a real thing, yes. I have to hide food.
Is he under a lot of stress?
Yes, I would say so, yes.
Has he suffered with an eating problem, insomnia, a sleeping problem, or both?
Both.
And what kind of help is he getting?
None. He doesn't want any help. That's my problem. I can't convince him that he needs some help.
So he has not acknowledged that he has a problem?
Oh, yeah. He acknowledges he has a problem. He just won't seek help for it.
How long have you been married?
not even 2 years.
Has he always been like this?
He says he has, but it's worse now.
Is he obese?
No. He works out all the time. He goes to the gym. He might be like 10 to 15 over, not really overweight, but just...
Not to create any stress in your marriage, is he up right now? Would he want to talk to us?
No, he walked out of the house.
Oh, gosh. He's acting like a guy, right?
Yes, very much so.
All right, well, you're a good caring wife.
Let me ask you a question. This is intriguing to me. He doesn't want to get help, but he works out a lot, so is he a big, strong man? Is he using up a lot of his caloric stuff in the gym?
He works out. He's very good about working out. But, you know, he has this weakness, and he knows he's getting it. He is 62. Mm-hmm. So he knows he can't, you know, continue doing as much physical activity probably. But I have to actually hide food now.
Why did you marry him?
Well, I love him, but I didn't know.
You didn't sleep with him before you married him?
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't mean some people would be turned off by this, but you never know anybody till you live with them.
That is so true.
And you need to sleep with people. You need to know what they're all about before you marry them, because in this circumstance, you may have. The thing that is fascinating me is what I'm reading about this, is that the people who have it, I don't know if it's whether they're in denial, even if they. I'm looking at somebody who's actually been to this. This fellow's, is it a clinic in University of Pennsylvania? Ken, he has this guy, Stunkard, studied it.
He's a professor at the University of Pennsylvania.
So, Ben, to see him and talk to him, you know, if it does start with stress, okay, then if you don't like it, or your partner doesn't like it, then something gets done to address it. And if you're in denial, that's... I don't know whether it's disrespectful
he wakes me up constantly at night. That's the problem that I have.
And you can't blame yourself for this. And, you know, you clearly love this guy. You're doing the best you can. But does he's not enough concerned about and sensitive to you. Are you able to let him know, hit him over the head, if you will, about how it is affecting you?
Oh, yes. I have definitely told him.
And he's not willing to do this for you?
He says he just can't help it.
He doesn't have a medical degree. This needs professional. Does he pull his own teeth?
That's what I've told him. You know, I said, yes, it is a problem. It's a big problem with you, and you do need some help. But he, like, this morning I made him listen to what you were saying on the radio.
Do you guys have health insurance?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not a financial issue why he won't go.
No.
I would just tell him, you know, it's paybacks for all the things that you do for him.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to do it for himself, would he just do you a favor? Because it's making it very hard for you to function.
Yes, it is.
And that this would bring, you know, do it in a positive way, not, you know... Not you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've tried everything.
Okay, but wait a second. Do it in not in a nagging way, but in a positive way about how this will just help you so much, and it just, you know, you would just appreciate if he would do this, and it would make a big deal for you. This would be a big present for you.
Where would he seek help from?
What you need to do, there must be somebody near Macon, maybe in Atlanta, maybe at Emory, who's an expert in this. You may have to go to one of the university centers. I would do the detective work initially so you can keep him out of the legwork.
Right.
I would talk. Do you have an internist or family doctor?
I do, uh-huh.
I would ask if they could do a little research, or you could, and find out who is the closest expert to making. You may need to go to Atlanta. I don't know if there's talent closer, but I'm sure somewhere around, even if you go to Emory, there is an expert on this, and with a little bit of research, either you online or with the help of your primary care doctor, you could find the closest expert, identify that person, and then do all the legwork, and even tell your husband you'll make the appointment. You'll go with him. You'll hold his hand while he's there, and this will be a big present to you.
Yes, I'll do anything to alleviate this problem.
I would do all the legwork, get the person, and, you know, all up to dialing the phone and ask him if he would just give you a present.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Okay. Let
You're
us
welcome.
Know what happens.
Yep. It looks like this is an interesting find here. Jeannie, is it, from Vandalia, Missouri? Hi.
Hi.
What's up with you?
Yes, Dr. Ken, I had a gastric bypass 12 years ago because I have had an eating disorder most of my life.
Did you lose weight?
To lose weight, yes.
Did you lose weight?
Yes, I did. I lost 132 pounds, but I've gained back about 30-something, maybe 30 of it, Dr. Ken.
Okay.
But I still am so, you know, I trade one problem for another, Dr. Ken, and I've got a navel problem with my seepage coming out of my belly button,
okay.
And I have to wear a cotton ball. I've been to had CAT scans, been to the doctors. They act like it's nothing. Now, they did run a sample on it that there's bacteria, you know what I'm saying, that kind of thing, but I can't seem to keep this problem gone and to get them to take me serious.
Jeannie, let me make this simple. You're going back probably to the doctor who did the original surgery?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Okay. Just go get an opinion outside of the town where you are with a doctor who would not ever see the doctor who you're dealing with. That's your next step, okay? Who specializes in gastric bypass. Do a little research, and that'll be your solution, okay?
Well, I did switch to a new guy, gastroenterologist, but he's got me like on Creon and Chromogen,
okay.
and all these different vitamins.
I want you to go to a specialist also who does the procedure.
Oh, that does the procedure themselves too. Okay,
yes.
All right, Dr. Kennan, just tell him about this.
But I want somebody who is not in any way. There's a firewall between this other second doctor and the original surgeon. They would never see each other except, you know, with a bizarre coincidence.
Right. Well, I'm just beginning to think this was a money thing that happened to me, Dr. Ken, and I just, you know, need help, and I don't know how and where to turn to go.
That's your next step. And if that doesn't work, give me a call.
There
okay.
It is. One of the things that you hear about the blue line of protection, police officers protect their own, often do things that are not legit to cover up for people who have done things that are in uniform. That happens with doctors as well, especially if they're in the same geographic area as Ken has just suggested. Are they going to take care of, protect? They're only human. Some doctors are good. Some doctors are not good. Some doctors understand that the patient is most important. Some doctors think they are most important. And that's where you run into problems here. So getting another opinion from someone who doesn't know the person who first diagnosed it is what Ken's advice is here, and probably in many other circumstances as well. 888-553-7536. Joyce is in Georgia. Yes, Joyce, you're on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hello.
Hi,
my question goes back to the mammograms that you were speaking about. I had one at the beginning of the year. This was the most unusual one in the many that I've had. And my question is, you were talking about having too much radiation, and that has been my thought with this.
What happened? Tell us a brief
okay.
story. Why are you concerned about this?
Okay. When you are having the different pictures done, when they go behind the screen, they will tell you to hold your breath, stand still, hold your breath. Not once was I told to do this. When I heard the machine take the picture, it didn't go like one picture. It went like four or five times. And
Joyce, Joyce, let me help you, okay?
Yes.
I would ask them, you have the right to get a copy of this procedure. I would go to the place where this was done, demand in a nice way that they actually give you not only the report, but the hard copy. They'll usually these days give you a CD of whatever they did. Tell them you want a disc burned of your study and take that. You may have to pay a few bucks. Take that to a radiologist that's independent of this group, has no relationship in another town, and ask them to review this to find out and what happened here. So you can get what you need here is peace of mind, and you're not going to get over this until you might even have to pay a few bucks to another radiologist to be your detective to tell you what happened. Hopefully nothing bad.
There you go.
She even retook some of them.
Joyce,
and I know to stand still.
Okay,
you know?
Joyce. Do what I say. You'll get peace of mind. You need to get over this. You can't spend the next 20 years thinking about this.
888-553-7536. People need to get out of their own way. If you're in denial, you need somebody to tell you you're in denial. And it goes for anything. And here, a lot of, I'm thinking about this husband again, the lady. This guy's kind of selfish.
Isn't that an interesting story?
He's selfish. You know, think about your wife or think about your children. You have children. You need to take care of yourself to take care of them. I think that's a very important part.
We don't live alone.
Yeah. 888-55, but maybe there are other circumstances. But you can hear people say, well, I've tried everything and nothing works. Well, how is that the case? 888-553-7536. There's always one more page to turn, it would seem. Speaking of turning over the page, Dr. Ken and Doug ask you, with regularity, about your stomach. Does it feel like a war zone? Do you have over-the-counter stomach aids all over your house and you're taking them every day, all day long, and you still don't really get any relief from the stomach pain, the irritation, the gas, the constipation? So Ken has worked with the folks at Natron, the healthy trinity that they have put together. This is a 30-year project. For them, these are serious probiotics for people who take their health seriously, and Ken certainly is one of those people.
If you like best in class, if you want to work with the best quality probiotic, you're right now bombarded with all of these various products. This is the highest quality. These are the people who introduced probiotics to America. This is a way to rev up your immune system. It needs these healthy bacteria to work properly. Good science has shown this. It also, your intestinal tract needs these healthy bacteria to work well. Avoid some of these horrible symptoms of your stomach and intestines not working properly. Avoid some of the colds and flu. It's such a nice way to get it through these healthy bacteria.
Natron probiotics available in dairy and dairy-free powders and capsules for digestive and immune health suitable, those who are lactose intolerant, for example, the vegans out there, gluten-free dieters. There's something at the Natron post, if you will, that's good for everybody. Like all living creatures, you need probiotics. You sometimes need antibiotics. They get rid of all the bacteria, good and bad. You need to supplement what you're getting with what you eat. That's why this stuff is so good for you. And here's our invitation. Try the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you're not happy and healthier, your tummy isn't smiling at you, within 90 days, Natron will give you your money back, no questions asked. The Good Day Health Challenge. Mention that when you call 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N. The Good Day Health Guarantee, free 14-day supply when you order at 888-962-8736. Or you can go online to natron.com. But I think the best thing is to talk to someone. I like talking to real live humans when you're ordering something like this. 888-962-8736. Make that tummy of yours smile with Nathan's Healthy Trinity. We're at 51 past the hour.
Thank you. Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Here's Mary Jo, another Wisconsin caller and an eating disorder focus. Mary Jo, you're on. Say hi to Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Hi, Mary Jo. Thanks so much for calling.
Yet I do not have the disorder. My sister does. And she tells me she'll have dinner, and then in the middle of the night, she will get up and eat cookies, potato chips. And she can't really recall doing it, but she'll tell me, like, the next day, oh, I woke up and there were crumbs all over my bed again.
But we're talking about, for those of you who may be just joining us, night eating syndrome, also known as NES. When did your sister first realize she had the problem, Mary Jo?
I've noticed her talking about it in the past 2 years. She is 64 years old and she retired. And it seems like it started after she retired.
How much does she exercise? Is this weight, is it affecting her weight, or is she, as with the other call, getting a lot of exercise so it doesn't seem to affect her weight?
It doesn't seem to affect her weight. She is 64, like I said. She has put on a few pounds, but I think that's normal for somebody who's no longer actively working. She does work. She does, she does walk. She does that type of thing. So it's not an excessive weight gain, but, yes, she has put a little bit of weight on.
Does she have any significant medical or psychiatric issues?
I would not say significant, but I would say she is, I would think she would tend to be depressed a little.
And has the depression gotten worse with her retirement, and is she living alone right now?
No, she's married.
And have you heard anything? Are you close to to her husband?
Yes.
Does he comment about this?
They have separate bedrooms.
So he doesn't know about the crumbs?
Probably not, no.
So he's totally oblivious to all this, except for the food bills?
Yes. And it's mostly sweets and salts.
Has she had any counseling?
No.
Is she open to that?
It's possible. I don't think she's ever thought that her eating at night was a disease of any type. I think she just thought it was something that was only... it only happened to her.
Well,
and that's why I am so interested when I heard this.
You can be a good sister and educate her about this. This can be helped. This is not what she should be doing. You know, we shouldn't eat within 3 hours of going to bed, and you don't get a good night's sleep filling your tummy up with food. So and sleep is so health-promoting. So this just works in so many horrible ways on the body because you can't get good, healthy sleep. For the individual, and you heard our earlier friend from Macon, Georgia. It's making her life miserable.
Exactly, and my sister does say that she doesn't sleep at night. She doesn't get a full 8 hours of sleep. She'll get a couple hours, and then she's up, and then she'll play on the computer, and then she'll go back to sleep. She doesn't get a full 8 hours of rest, and I wonder if it's because of this whole NES.
You've made a good diagnosis, sister.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Good
We're
job.
Gonna research. We'll research further. Thank you so much for your program.
Let us know what happens.
I'd spend a minute here quickly with Bud in Birmingham, Alabama. Bud, you're on now with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How you doing?
Hi, Bud. Thanks so much for calling. You're a brave guy. I'm glad you called. How can I help?
All right. I'm having trouble sustaining an erection.
Yes.
I'm also a diabetic, and I have blood pressure.
Okay.
You just answered your own question.
Erectile dysfunction. I'm so glad you called, Bud, and you feel comfortable talking with me about this. Erectile dysfunction, most of it is due to circulation issues, and with diabetes, you're going to have circulation issues. I would definitely get your heart checked to make sure that's okay, and then after the heart's checked, you can talk to the doctors about Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, or even a urologist about some other options. Get the diabetes under control, the blood pressure, the cholesterol, on a healthy diet. Don't smoke. All of the things we do to keep your heart healthy, to avoid strokes, you can also do to try to make this better. And I think that's a pathway to get some help.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate it.
But it's not in your head. This is a real thing. It goes along with the diabetes. Do everything you can to make sure that diabetes is adequately, maximally controlled.
Okay. Got to take care of it. Yep, there it is. All right, we've run up against the clock, as is usually the case. Those of you who are there, you have important questions. Dial this up again next week. We are here every single weekend, 52 weeks a year. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert for the Good Day program, drkenshow.com. Sign up for the newsletter there. Find out all of the things, latest health research is there. And also, you can send me emails, doug@dougstefan.com. Find out what is going on in the world of health and your well-being. That's the focus here.
Quick
Phil
thank
Lempert.
You to the callers. They always thank us how great
That's
the show
it.
Is. They
there
made
you go.
It great this week.
Phil Lempert up next on Good Day Weekend.